Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that means it's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Recently, the South Carolina Department of Commerce Office of Innovation announced they've given out $719,000 in grant awards to 9 organizations as part of their Startup Fuel Challenge. And as I scanned down the list, I thought it was pretty interesting the kinds of things that they had supported. One was down in Charleston, the Charleston Digital Corridor, and their new technology hub. They want to create a directory of recommended companies and resources providing services specifically to tech companies. And I know that's, I have a lot of tech entrepreneurs often ask me where they can find these kinds of resources. So I think that's probably a pretty good thing. Then in Conway, down in the Myrtle Beach area, they have a technology incubator. They've got a little funding to get that started. That's part of the Clemson University Technology Villages program. So they have some incubators across the state that they support. The Harbor Entrepreneur Center received a grant. The Harbor Accelerator is down in Mount Pleasant and downtown Charleston and Somerville. That's about helping, again, plug entrepreneurs into mentors and experts and investors, all about building that ecosystem, which is really important in the state. And then we have one at Columbia College, the McNair Center for Entrepreneurism, focused on women entrepreneurs. And that's a good thing to focus on because they tend to be a bit underrepresented, don't they?
Well, they do. But, John, I've been, as I've been doing this show over the past 20 years, the number of women entrepreneurs and women-owned businesses that I've been interviewing and come into contact with has grown significantly.
Well, that's real important because as women entrepreneurs become successful, they, become mentors and maybe even investors in the next generation of women entrepreneurs. So it's important that grows. Next up in Greenville, got a grant. And again, it was for part of their mentoring program, and in this case, their annual venture pitch conference. So again, it's all about this ecosystem that's kind of developing in the state. Up in Rock Hill, got some for the next phase of their Knowledge Park Innovation Center. That's one of the more vibrant incubators in the state, just outside of Charlotte. Got a lot going on in that area. And then one of the more interesting ones, I thought, was South Carolina State. And they got a grant. It's going to be focused specifically on food and fiber sectors, agribusiness in South Carolina. We always think of tech, but, one of the biggest industries in the state is food. Up in the upstate, we got Tri-County College, and they got a grant for their Inspire Lab. They had a high school program called the Lemonade Stand. It was part of the eMERGE in the Garage, which is an incubator in downtown Anderson. And so this is kind of the next generation of that idea. So they're building on some success and interest that they've had in the past. And then Venture Carolina received a grant, and it's about providing entrepreneurs, information about capital and resources and, how to find that. So, these were the organizations across the state that, the Department of Commerce chose to support this year. It is statewide, some of the urban areas, some of the more rural areas, a number of different industries, all the way from agribusiness to tech. Some focus specifically on women. And so it's a good diverse group of resources in the state, kind of highlights what you and I have talked about for a while, that the ecosystem in South Carolina is really developing. So it's good to see.
That $700,000 in grants from the Office of Innovation was indeed spread pretty wide.
Yeah, it was over 9 organizations. So, on average, it looks like they got about $70,000, $75,000. So, this is not funding whole organizations, right? This is funding initiatives, a directory of resources, or, some type of an education program. So these are more enhancements to these organizations than, the foundational grants to support them. But I do think it reflects, the diversity of what's going on statewide.
Well, John, how's that event calendar looking for our business community? Summer is fast approaching.
It's hard to believe. It'll be here before you know it, won't it? So the big tech event at the end of the year, SC Launch, has got their summit on May 24th in Columbia. That ought to be really good. And then HHS and Midlands Tech have an event the day before on getting back to business. So a couple of places for entrepreneurs to plug in.
John, thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.